Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times. It's a milestone moment in the Biden administration as President Joe Biden delivers his first address before a joint session of Congress tonight. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the American Families Plan will be the highlight, with his investment in education and child care.
He will also use the speech as an opportunity to talk about many of his other priorities, including police reform, immigration, gun safety, his ongoing work to get the pandemic under control, and to putting Americans back to work.
The longest-serving Black Senator, Tim Scott of South Carolina, will deliver the Republican rebuttal. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said Scott will outline the GOP's vision of opportunity, freedom, growth, and prosperity for the country.
His voice, his attitude is one of optimism. It is a voice of unity.
Tomorrow, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris start a tour to promote the administration's progress and proposals. The CDC issued a new COVID guidance, stating that people fully vaccinated can go maskless when outdoors, but only in small groups. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, which Biden notes includes two-thirds of senior citizens.
So instead of losing thousands of seniors each day, we're saving thousands of lives and more as each day goes by.
Also on Tuesday, the president signed an executive order requiring a $15 an hour minimum wage for people working on federal contracts, up from the current $10.95. It takes effect next January. The Senate confirmed Janet McCabe as deputy director of the EPA. She worked at the agency under President Barack Obama and helped craft the Clean Power Plan. Improving the system for unaccompanied children at the southern border was the topic of a hearing with members of the House Committee on Homeland Security.
It's not the time to score political points. We must work together to improve our asylum system and border policies and do so respecting the humanity and unique needs of child migrants.
That's Chairwoman Nanette Diaz-Barragan of California, who said the Biden administration is quickly building capacity to provide proper care for migrant children after President Donald Trump dismantled the system. But Republican Congressman Clay Higgins of Louisiana disagreed. He placed blame for the border situation on the reversal of Trump policies.
The suspension of wall system construction was a major error.
Higgins announced a new bill that calls for construction of the wall to resume. And while some Democrats continue to call for the Supreme Court to be expanded to 13 justices, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's not ready yet to weigh in.
I am waiting to hear what President Biden's commission says about the Supreme Court, and they're going to look at many different aspects.
The proposed Judiciary Act of 2021 would add four justices. Republicans are vehemently opposed and introduced Senate bills to prevent expansion. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.